You ready?
The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for taking time out this evening and to attend the Nature Life testimonial webinar. We have a very, very special guest on the call. Super excited to hear her testimony. So without any further delay, we're about running about 10 minutes behind. I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to the founder and CEO of Nature Life, Mr. Joe Perry. Joe, go ahead and take it away.
Thank you so much, Randy, and welcome everybody. I really appreciate you spending your time or taking your time to get on this call. A couple of things I wanted to do tonight. One is to say that your kids are back in school, those of you that have kids. So I encourage all of you to gird up their immune systems and yours with the especially with the superfood. And as I was looking at what we're going to do tonight, I had looked at a continuum of ages, and if you took a horizontal line and on the left side you put youth and on the right-hand side you put elderly. And then you would have these categories that fell onto that continuum. There would be the Gen Ys, which are the 20s to 30s group. And they can be great with what we're doing, especially if they're exercising, things like that. But sometimes they have the perception that they're bulletproof and invisible. Then, of course, you have the Gen Xs, which is the 30 to 40 age group. And then the baby boomers, which is a category that I fall into, that there are 77 million baby boomers. And then one step beyond that is what we call mature silence. And those are the people that were born back in the 20s. And the mature and the silence have the perception that when I retire, retirement means I sit in a wheelchair, or not a wheelchair, but in a rocking chair and just kind of watch the world go by. Well, the interesting thing about the baby boomers is their mantra is, I'm going to enjoy retirement. So we have this huge, huge category, 77 million people that are wanting to enjoy retirement. And some of those aren't going to get to do that. Some of those have not got to do that yet. And they may not because of their health. And, that audience, again, is huge. And tonight we have a really special guest. And I wanted to get Carla Mercer on this call because I'd been hearing so much about what she was doing. So a couple of weeks ago, I drove up to North Texas, almost Oklahoma, and met her at one of her centers. And Carla is a nurse, and she currently owns three assisted living centers and soon to be five assisted living centers that she's going to have. And as I watched Carla, as I spent time with her, I got to spend pretty much the afternoon, and I just watched the way she handled her patients. And the way that the look in her eyes and just everything about her just got me so excited. And I thought every time I saw her do something, I talked to some of her patients, thought, this is really a large part of what Nature Life is really about. And I go back to my mantra of sharing something worthwhile. And something Carla is sharing. So I'd like to say that, this demographic we're going to be talking about with assisted living touches a lot of us. It touches might touch you, your parents, friends, or relatives, and it's something we really, really need to be paying a lot of attention to. And by gosh, Carla is. So, Carla, I'd like to bring you in and let you share a little bit of what's going on. It's just so exciting. It's making the hair in the back of my neck stand as I'm introducing you. So, Carla, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you, Joe. I'm excited to be on this call. It was so nice meeting you in person and just seeing your passion and your vision for health. And that's been one of my goals for a long time. I've been a nurse for several years, so I've been around a lot of sickness. I'm always interested in nutrition, and so I've always been trying to find different products and blending up different spinaches and all kinds of crazy stuff. And then my mother-in-law introduced me to this superfood. And so I tried it and I loved the way it tastes. So that was really great because I thought, well, if I like it, I can get my residents to drink it. And so I tried it with some of my residents. And we just mix it up in a smoothie and they get it at least once or twice a day. And just the health benefits that we've seen. I'm probably 95% of my residents are Alzheimer's, and when I used to get them, they would be closer to the 80s, and now my youngest one is in her 50s, so it's hitting a lot of people. And with Alzheimer's, I don't know if you know that much about it, but they just lose their sense of taste. They don't want to eat anymore. And so we have to try and keep their nutritional status up. And with this product, we've been able to do that. I've got so many different testimonies with different residents that I've had. We'll get them in there in such poor health, and by the, give us a couple of weeks with them and they're back up on their feet. A lady, for instance, she was in fetal position two different times. So we would mix up the superfood in a syringe, and that's the only thing we could get down her. And one evening, one of my caregivers called me and she said, "You're not going to believe this, get up here." And so she called, and it was this little lady who had been in this position for several weeks was walking in her bedroom.
Oh my.
And, yeah, it just, and so that really made me a true believer in it. And so I really started pushing it after that. And then I just have, I'll see if I can read this letter from this doctor. This is our newest client that we just got. She's a 61-year-old. And she was in the, I got this report from the Baylor Hospital on the 21st. And it says, "I had a long discussion with the family. Essentially, they need to take the patient back to a hospice nursing home and put her on comfort care. She no longer can eat, and the family needs to just accept that this is the very end for her." So that was basically part of the letter. And so the family calls me, and I said, "Just give me 2 weeks with her." And today she is up walking. Yesterday she was up walking with a walker. Today she's walking without a walker, feeding herself, and that's with getting 3 doses of superfood a day just in the past couple of days.
Now, how do you mix it up, Carla, for someone like that?
Well, our residents, they just think it's a smoothie. And so what we do is we just take frozen fruit, and I just get the frozen fruit at the grocery store, and I'll put that in there, and then I put a scoop of the superfood, and then I fill the rest with aloe vera juice. And you don't taste the aloe vera juice, and it's sweet, and they love it. They don't even know it's a food supplement. They think they're just getting a milkshake. And then with the chocolate, we just add that with some warm milk, and that's their hot chocolate. Or we put a scoop of it in their coffee, and they drink it that way, the chocolate.
Yeah, what was the gentleman's name in the cowboy hat? That was 92 or 94? Eddie. Yeah, he was so cute. He says, "Yeah, I love this in my coffee every morning."
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fun because my staff used to call me the witch doctor. Now they don't, because it's not all this slimy green stuff we're trying to get down on. It's just a good dessert, and they look forward to it. And yeah, I'm really excited about the adrenal fuel. I just found out about that this week. And I've started that, and I'm excited to share that with families because they're under so much stress watching their loved ones go through this disease process.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing you hit on, Carl, is the fact that, as we get older, our desire to eat gets less and less. A lot of it has to do with taste and just capacity to eat. I know my mom, who's 94, that was one of our biggest challenges, is it was lucky if we could get 1,000 calories in her. And if the 1,000 calories was typical hospital food, so to speak, then it wasn't a good thing. And when she started using the superfood, it was like your residents. I mean, the changes just over a few weeks were just incredible. And I think a lot of it has to do with that nutrient density, that all of a sudden you're taking that small amount of calories that they can take in, and you're really putting some qualitative food and nutrition into them.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. It's just it's what it's called, a superfood. It's just a lot of my residents, when they get really bad, when I first get them, that's all they can take. So they just start thriving on just the 3 a day. So that tells me right there they're getting a lot more than those Ensure puddings or Boosts or the stuff that, the hospitals or the healthcare try and push, which I'm not going to down anyone. But, I mean, if they could get a hold of this, it's just there's no comparison.
Now, do you need a doctor's approval to give them this, or is it just considered a food?
No, Joe, I don't, because it's food. It doesn't, it doesn't interact with any of their medications. It's just a sound nutritional food.
Yeah, for those of you that are on the call that didn't know this, that was one of the great things we were able to do with the superfood is a lot of these things, in fact, most of these type of products are categorized as dietary supplements, and this is categorized as a food. So as Carlos says, it makes skirting some of these issues a lot easier, but over and above that, I think it's neat to know that it is food. And it has so many missing links, as I call them, that I don't know that anybody gets all of these things that are in this product. So even if you're in that bulletproof and invisible range, you know, take this two or three times a week, and you'll probably fill in a lot of gaps that you're not getting in your diet, you're not getting with your multivitamin. Share about your dad.
All right, my dad had prostate. Well, he's had several different cancers. He just, I don't know what his body just, cancer. Anyway, his last cancer, he had prostate cancer, so he had to have his prostate removed. And they, when they got in there, it was so aggressive that they had to remove a lot more than what they had thought. So he became incontinent and things like that. Well, we went back for his labs. When you have prostate cancer and they remove all that, when they check your PSA, there shouldn't be any level there. And somehow it got missed in his labs, because when his prostate, when his PSA came back, it was within normal range for a normal man without prostate, his prostate being removed. So by the time we actually found it, Dad was just not feeling well, just kind of got down, and all of us daughters are nurses, and so we were worried about him. So we went and had his labs drawn. Well, his PSA was in the 40s.
Ooh.
Well, that means that it has mets. And so we had to go through the process of trying to find out where this cancer had spread to. So after bone scans and PET scans and CAT scans, and we finally found probably where it was, and it was in his lower spine. It had mets to bones cancer. Well, what we did is we put him on the superfood, and we just poured it to him as much as he would drink a day. And we had his labs drawn again. Well, it had gone up to 58. And so we just kept doing this, and they didn't really want to start the chemo or radiation yet. They were still in the process of finding out if it was in his liver, his brain, and things like that. Well, anyway, he just kept eating this, so he went back and drew some more labs. It went down into the 20s, and I'm talking about 6 months here, and went down again. And our last lab, which was last week, his PSA is 0.1. Which is, we're not aggressively trying to find the cancer. The doctor's like, you know, the cancer, it's nowhere to be found right now. Just keep doing what you're doing. And I just truly believe when you give your body what it needs, it will fight off any disease. You know, God made our bodies to fight all this if it gets what it needs. So that's very exciting for our family. I did not want to lose my daddy.
Yeah, giving me putting tears in my eyes on that one. Yeah, the fact that you just hit the nail on the head again is that, you know, God knew what he was doing when he designed this body, and if you give it what it needs, a lot of people think this product is magic. You know, just being with it the amount of time that I have, it's just sometimes I've got to just slap myself and say, wake up, because you just hear such incredible stories, and then when you really think about it, it's really just nourishing and giving your body the things that it's needing to do what it's supposed to do. So there's nothing really magical about that. It's just that with soils and all the things that are happening, and a lot of these raw materials, as I've told you, Carles, I had the opportunity to work with some of them, like aloe you mentioned. I worked with aloe for years, worked with things like mangosteen and beta-glucan, and saw just miraculous results just with those raw materials alone. So to see all this in one product is super exciting. And then as it's being fleshed out with people like yourself, and, you know, my gosh, I think about you, and, you know, you're helping hundreds, and I think you're going to help thousands of people in the coming months. And it is so exciting. It's seeing you with the three centers, you're opening two new ones, and just seeing people like you in that business. And speaking of that, what do you think is the, and I asked you this when I was there, what is the primary benefit to you to do this? Because, you know, this costs you a little bit extra. The superfood's not inexpensive. You could buy Jell-O a lot cheaper than you get this or Ensure, right? So, what do you think the primary benefits are to you to using this and doing what you're doing with it?
Just to give them a little bit of their life back. Just to see them go from, you know, no hope, like Laura, no hope at all. She would have been gone tomorrow or the next day, probably. Continuous care means there's no hope, just basically medicate them until they pass away. And she's up laughing today. We've had so much fun with her today. And the families are, you know, they're just like their family is in awe, you know, crying today. Can't believe they got their mom back. Of course, she still has Alzheimer's, you know, but,
sure,
you know, a week ago, she was in bed in the hospital with no hope. So just giving hope to people and, you know, giving their, you know, giving the families back their parents for just a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard the testimony Jerry Price did a couple of weeks ago, and that was just incredible that his wife, Darla, who I knew fairly well, changed so dramatically over just a few months' time. And to think, I thought after I heard his testimony, I thought, you know, Joe, what if you never would have shared this with him? Even if she just has a few months of good time, I mean, the dramatic change in her, it's like he said the other day when I talked to him, he said, Joe, this was just something that I have for a while. It's just so worth it. And it just makes you feel so darn good.
Yeah, it does. I just truly believe that our paths cross, Joe, because God intervened, and I just truly believe that, you know, things work out for the best, and I appreciate what you're doing, and I'm here if you need anything.
Well, we appreciate you helping so very much and sharing the good news and sharing something worthwhile. Would you mind staying on a minute to see if a couple of these people have any questions for you?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So if you want to, I think, type your questions in, Randy or Sandy, are you on the call too? Is she on there? I see her name, but I can't hear her voice.
Yeah, there's no questions in coming through yet.
Okay. This lady that was in the fetal position that you talked about at first, is she still there with you?
Yes, she is. It sings every day.
Was she the one that was dancing on the table when I was there?
No, I'm kidding. No, not that one.
I'm just kidding. That was a pretty lively bunch, though. I've been to a number of centers like you've got, and like I said, it's just what you're doing is special, and you're special, and I think it just goes into the environment there and into the air, and you can just feel it and sense it, and it's just pretty incredible. But
pretty
I think,
powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. But I wanted all of you to hear this, and I want to be able to share this with people because I think, again, that there's so many of us now that this is touching, you know, that like with my mom, with people, the 77 million baby boomers, it's going to happen to them. So, A, I want to encourage the baby boomers especially to get on the prevention train while they can so that this might not happen as quickly. And secondly, if it's beginning to happen, get on the train anyway and try to treat it naturally first. And then there are a lot of other things that can be done medically. But I think if, as Carla said, if you just give your body a chance and give it in that 1,000 calories or whatever it is, as much as you can get into it, you're going to see a lot of improvement.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. Question came through. They're asking, what portion of the aloe vera do you use with the superfood? Joe?
I have a NutriBullet. And so I put a handful of fruit and then fill to the fill line with aloe vera and dump in my scoop. That's probably maybe half a cup.
Oh.
And go ahead, Joe.
Oh, I was just going to say, you're using a juice, right? You don't put that much concentrate in there, right?
No, I just got the concentrate. So what I did with the concentrate, I just put just a small amount and mixed it with the other aloe that probably isn't, as, you know, just using up what I have.
Right.
But before I got the concentrate, I would just use full, you know, at least a cup of aloe.
Yeah, and the difference there is the aloes that you will typically buy in the supermarket are either juices or drinks, and they're at best a 1-to-1 ratio. So what we did is we got Carla some aloe concentrate, an organic concentrate. So the starting material is very pure, and it's probably 12 to 15 times the potency. So she'll be able, I think, save some money doing that, but she'll also be able to use maybe just a 2 or 3 capfuls in a smoothie rather than ounces and ounces of it. So I think the aloe is a valuable aspect because of the anti-inflammatory properties. And as we all are learning more and more, that inflammation is contributing to all sorts of diseases. So it's not just gas and bloating and indigestion that's bothering you. That ends up leading to heart disease, to problems. We're finding now it's tying into brain issues, all types of things. So if you get inflammation down, you can see miracles just from that alone. So I think what you're doing with that, adding that in there, it already has some aloe in the superfood, but I think adding that liquid in there, probably just turbocharging it.
And Carla, you're not putting any water or anything else, just the aloe?
Well, I will add the water with the new aloe I just got from Joe.
Gotcha.
But not tap water. I have a machine that alkalizes my water.
Okay.
And takes out all the chemicals.
Take all the nasty stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a question. They say, Carla, have you had a patient who went through the improved stage and went backwards again? If so, how long was their improved quality of life?
Of course. As you know, Alzheimer's does progress. It's a progressive disease. And when the brain starts dying off, when they cannot swallow anymore, then there's nothing else I can do. And just the quality of life they have before they hit that next stage is what we've seen. When they walk in the facility, most of the time they're in a wheelchair, and you know, within a couple of weeks they're up walking and talking and laughing and singing. But this horrible disease is progressive, and you know, I haven't had anyone cured from Alzheimer's by any means where they walk out of the facility. But that, you know, that moment that we have with them, and like I will give you an example. Our residents, when they come in, they're usually bad enough that we can put them on hospice. And so what's been happening in the past probably year with using the superfoods is that we are now not losing these patients to hospice. We are having to discharge them from hospice and put them on home health because they don't qualify anymore. And so, yes, their lives are extended. And so that's just, I mean, that's right there is a testimony in itself that they're being discharged from hospice to home health. Home health is where they get their physical therapy and because they're active.
Wow.
Yeah, and like you said, Carl, the quality of life is such a huge issue, and it's just there's nothing more touching than watching a loved one suffer from something like that. But then to see them come back around the corner, it's a tearjerker. So one of the things I want to do tonight is, you know, inspire all of you that are on this call. You know, this is something I think it's worth a try. It's not a big investment. It's something that I think that if you just try it. I talked to a lady the other day, and she looked at everything. She says, I'm going to put my dad on this for 3 months and see what happens. And I think that's probably a good way to go, is try it for a few months and see what happens. I think that worst case, he or she is probably going to feel better. Now, whether they're up dancing and singing, I don't know. But I think the only way you'll see is if you go out and share it. So, and I'm so excited. We've got inquiries from more centers like this because people are beginning to hear. So the context that you might have, you might share this and go from there. And I think we, again, just in this demographic alone, I think we have the potential to reach hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions. You know, there's a lot of people that need something like this badly. So Carla, thank you so much for sharing with us. I know you're so busy, and getting on here tonight is just awesome, and sharing your heart, just I love it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Carla, for taking the time. That was a wonderful testimony.
Well, thank you. Looking forward to several more.
Yeah, we'll keep them coming.
Okay.
Well.
All righty. Joe, do you want to go ahead and wrap it up?
Yeah, well, again, thank you, everybody, for attending. And, again, I wanted to dedicate a lot of this call tonight to this because I think it is something very meaningful, and it's something that I think it's worth sharing with others. And, again, we thank Carla and Randy. Thank you for being on. Sandy, I see you're on there, but I can't hear you. Thanks for being on as well. And just thank you for all of our leaders and the people that are just carrying this the banter forward with NatureLife. I think in the next year or two, we're going to see some pretty incredible things, and it's neat to see this core of people that's starting that wave and is throwing that rock into the pond, and the ripples begin to go out from that. So, again, thanks all of you, and all of you have a great night and a happy Labor Day weekend. Be safe. God bless.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Carla. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Joe.